Let us open our Bibles. I'd like you to open it at Joshua chapter 6. Chapter 6. We're reading from verse 23 just down to 25. And the young man that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel, and they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein. Only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. She dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. We know of assurance the Lord will bless His word once again. In a way of introduction to our message tonight, with the title being "The Lady That Wanted to See Her Family Saved." At home, my wife and I, when we talk, oh, we talk often, but whenever we talk the things of Scripture, and she would tell you that one of my favorite ladies in the Scripture is Rahab, because the wonderful change in her life. And I like reading about Rahab, talking about her, because she had a great desire in her heart to see others saved. But let me just take you back to the first chapter of Joshua. And there in the first verse, Moses died. Moses, a great man of God. God blessed him, used him greatly in the Lord's work. Now he's dead. God has put Joshua, as you would say, in charge of the work. Moses didn't get bringing him into the promised land, but now God speaks to Joshua and he tells Joshua, "Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, and unto the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel." God's a promise to Joshua. This is a lovely promise. And I quote the read from the Scripture, "I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." Now as the first part of it said, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee." And it's wonderful to know of assurance for every child of God. As it says in Hebrews 13 and verse 5, we were looking at it last Wednesday evening. "Now God has promised His children, I will not leave thee, nor forsake thee." What a great encouragement that is from the Word of God. A promise from God. We must always hold on to it and have it in our hearts, because when we get trials and temptations and problems, we can look at that in the Word of God. "I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." This Bible is a great toolbox. No matter what the problem is, there's always something in God's Word to help us. It's wonderful. And there we see as Joshua prepares the people to go over Jordan. What was the people's answer? Whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. The people were prepared to do whatever was necessary. They were willing to follow God. They were willing to follow Joshua. And even in this assembly here in Kingston, are we willing to go wherever God wants us to go to? Whither thou goest, I will go. It is important, as one person would go to do the Lord's work, it's very important that we all gather round and say, wheresoever thou goest, I will go. You mightn't be going practically with that person, but you could be going with them in prayer. And this is how important. This is why we have prayer for our missionaries, that we can go with them. We can go with them to Ireland and preach the gospel. We can go with them to America or Canada. We can go with them to Spain, no matter what part of the world, wheresoever thou goest, I will go. We can go with them in prayer. Not wonderful. Notice as Joshua sent out two spies to spy out the land. They were ready to take over Jericho. And of course, the importance of spies in any battle is very important. Of course, there's so many spies about, and Joshua himself was a spy. He knew the importance of it. It was only Caleb and himself brought back a good report. That's why it was only those two that saw the promised land from that generation. And how spies can come in, and we've seen it at home. There were spies and all kinds of authorities to infiltrate the terrorist organizations. There's spies in battle. All different countries have spies in here, there, and yonder. Even in business, there are spies. People go and spy out other businesses so that they can come and apply to their own business. Yes, it was a very important work, very important job. And he came to the house of Rahab. The reason why they came there is because they were noticed. Their cover was blown. And these two spies, which I would say were the two of the best men that they had, and of course the Israeli army, there's no army in the world like the Israeli army, no matter what anybody says. And how true it is even today. And as they went into this house of Rahab, she was a harlot, well known in the city. And they were seen. And the word was sent to the king, look, we have seen two men of Israel. And they went in to Rahab, the harlot's house. Of course, they sent the soldiers to see. Before that, they said to Rahab, Rahab, send them to us. They wanted Rahab to help them, because they had never thought that Rahab would be helping the spies, because they were coming to her city to kill them. They never thought. But you see, God is in complete control. And those spies being seen was just not something that happened. Was not something because of the Jericho army that they get all the glory for it. It was because God planned it. That had to happen for Rahab and her family to be saved. And there is the soldiers knocked on the door. And Rahab came. Rahab says, "Oh yes," to their answer, "where was the two men?" She says, "Yes, they have gone out. And if you would hurry up, you'll be able to catch them." Of course, the soldiers believe in her. She went out and to search after the two spies. Was that a lie she told? Many people think of this in the scripture we are talking here to you about it. Yes, certainly it was a lie, because it was not the truth. We can't stand up and say anything else. But you have to think of the one who said it. She wasn't a child of God. She was of the city of Jericho, against God. She wasn't saved. And that's all she knew. And how she told these spies. Why did she do it? Why did she go and let the spies stay in her house and send the soldiers the other way? Well, we're going to look at this just now. And we'll see the reason why Rahab sent the soldiers a different way. Because, firstly, Rahab heard the word of God. You can't preach the sermon without the word of God. We can't live without the word of God. And I keep saying this because the answer is the truth. We cannot do without it. And it's so important. And as she sent the spies away, she went up to them to see them before they lay down. And she tells them, "I know that the Lord has given you this land." She knows that. And how did she know it? "For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea." She heard what God had done. She heard that whenever the children of Israel came out of Egypt and they came to the Red Sea with the soldiers pursuing them, how the Red Sea was opened, children of Israel were able to walk on dry land to the other side. And then when they were all safely, the enemy came to follow them. The two sides came together. And they were drowned. Rahab heard us. And she also heard about the two cities, Zion and Og. The cities that you have utterly destroyed by the power of God. Our hearts did melt. Our hearts are melted. "Yes, I have heard what your God has done." Just one wee thing in passing there. Our hearts did melt. Did our hearts melt whenever we read the word of God? Does it give us a real desire for the lost spies and souls of men and women, boys and girls? To those who are not saved, whenever they read the word, do their hearts melt? Is anyone in our meeting this afternoon not saying, "Do your hearts melt as you listen to the word of God? Does your heart become soft and compassionate?" Oh, how we give thanks to God for us sound people who have heard the word. We have heard it in churches, Sunday schools. Now, I remember in Sunday schools going The Sunday school that I went to would never really heard the gospel message. But another wee Sunday school I would go to at home in Lanadern. And then would go to the Sunday schools in a brethren hall. And how we heard the word of God there. And how even so many children always went to the Sunday school in the gospel hall. They had a love and desire for children. And the word was wonderfully and gloriously preached. When you hear the word of God, it stays in your heart. I remember those days very clear and plain. In gospel tracts, as we give out gospel tracts, did we hear the word of God? I could tell you many stories about men and women, boys and girls, reading the gospel tract and being saved in such wonderful ways. I have my own tract society at home, Morningside Tract Distributors. We used to send them all over the world, but we concentrate on the football matches. And how we have heard and told by the people themselves in wonderful ways how they read the gospel tract. Ungodly people, atheists, reading the word of God. I will tell you some night about it. Maybe we'll have a weeknight meeting and we'll be able to talk about the things and what God has done even in our lives. What about in the radio? Even as this message and other messages go over audio, radio, we think of Let the Bible Speak all around the world. People have heard the word of God. We think of signs even up in trees. Or signposts outside a meeting house where they hear the word of God. Also, Rahab, not just did she hear the word of God, but she listened to the word of God. Many people hear the word of God preached, but then, as the seed is sown, no birds come down, no devil comes down and takes away the seed. But she listened, and how she heard, even from the two spies, the word of God. And how important it was for her, and how she listened to the two spies, or what she had to do if she wanted to be saved. And how today people must listen to the word of God. The unsaved must listen to the word of God. The Christian must listen to the word of God. This is our food. This is what makes us grow. We must listen to the word of God for our edification. Then we see Rahab believed in the word of God. It's all right hearing the word of God and listening to the word of God. But the most important thing is believing in the word of God with all our heart. And how Rahab, she believed the word of God. That is why she sent the soldiers the other way. She had a desire to see her family saved, including herself. She did not want to die. And she didn't want her family to die. And that's why she sent the soldiers away. Whenever she was before the two spies, and she asked them, and she said to them, "Spare our lives." And she said to him, to her, "Our life for yours, if you utter not this our business." Says, "Yes, I'll give you a true token." Now she was about to let the spies down in the side of the wall to safety. And it said, "You take this scarlet thread in the window and we'll put it over the side of the house. And then whenever we come to take this land, we'll see the secure thread. We'll see the cord, the line, what it's called. And we see that scarlet line, your house will be safe. And all that's in it. You must come and to bring all your family into the house, and they will be saved. And if they go out onto the street, then they'll die. And also, if you utter this word to anybody else, or tell anyone that we are here, all that token will not come to pass. You can just picture Rahab and how in her heart she knew, because she heard God's word, she listened to God's word, and she believed God's word. And how she let the two spies down on the Saturday. With your heart of selection, she believed. For anyone to be saved, you have to show action. You have to believe. You must come to Christ and repent of your sin. You must come and forsake your sin. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. How important that was. There she was. Letting the two spies down. The spies going into the woods and hiding for 3 days. But what about Rahab? We must look at her. Because Rahab obeyed the word of God. Not only did she hear the word of God, listen to the word of God, believe the word of God, but she obeyed the word of God. And as she said, put them down, says, according to thy word, so it be. She was willing to go through with God. She was willing to work and do service for her new master. And what was the first thing she had to do? What was her family? What was she going to do about all her family? Then we have Rahab. She shared the word of God. That's what she done about her family. Remember what the two spies said. You must get all your family into your house if you want to see them all saved. And you can just imagine her. How am I going to do this? That she thought of it. She still had that desire in her heart. She knew something that her family didn't know. She knew that they were going to be lost. And all in the city would be destroyed. She knew that. But you see, her family didn't know that. And it's the same today around the world. We know about the lost. We know that they're going to a hell, a lost eternity. But you see, the gospel is hidden to them that are lost. They do not know it. This was spurred in Rahab. She had to bring them all in at a certain time. You can imagine the way she worked. Nothing was too difficult for her. But you see, she was a harlot. And I'm sure her family maybe wouldn't have walked down the street with her. Because it would probably say, there's my daughter, she's a harlot. Nobody would want that. And her brothers and her sisters. How was she going to do it? She worked hard. And she got all her family in. You know, sometimes we see obstacles in our way when we want to see our family saved.
Maybe they're too big of a sinner. Maybe the company that they keep, whatever the case may be, or they have not come to Christ. And we see giants in front of us. We see barricades. And we'll just use that as an excuse. No matter how deep in sin we are, we should still have a love for our families, a love for the lost. How is important, even as son or daughter, when they come to the mother and father, they have so much compassion for them, and especially a woman that bears their son or daughter. And that love never leaves, and they have a compassion for them. And even though they do things wrong, even though that love is still there, that love must be with us. We want to see our family saved. We can pray for them. We can encourage them. We can show them love in our hearts. By doing we things for them, we don't have to go and sin, but we can help our families in so many ways. Encourage them to come to Christ. I just do not know how Rahab got her mother and her father and her brothers and sisters and all their kindred, how did she got them into the house without telling them the reason? But she wasn't to utter business. But she done it. God helped her. Those people were the children of God. Nothing was going to stop them from being saved, because their names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. How wonderful that was. But she still had to work. She still had to bring them in to that place of safety. Then we see that Rahab rejoiced in the word of God. Rejoiced. We look at that last part in chapter 6. Remember how Joyce and the army, the first day of the week, they started and they went round the city of Jericho once, and then on the seventh day they went round it seven times. Priest blew and the ram's horn, and the whole place came tumbling down. And how the soldiers went in and destroyed all that place. The whole city completely destroyed. The people in it. But let us go and have a look at that city. Just think of it. And there we see a wee house on its own. Go up the steps, we open the door, look inside, whole family of people rejoicing because they were saved. They were saved from total destruction, all because of that scarlet thread that was hanging over the window down the wall. That scarlet thread speaks to us, the Lord Jesus Christ. When he went to the cross in Calvary, when he shed his precious blood on that cruel cross, when he cried that it is finished, no more sacrifice for sin. The blood of Christ has paid it all. How wonderful that is. We are saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been thinking about the blood even this morning. And we'll be thinking about it next Lord's Day as well, in the sufferings of Christ. But let me tell you, that blood is still powerful. That blood in heaven is still there. willing and is able to save precious souls. How wonderful it is that even if you're in this meeting tonight or listening on sermon audio, you can be saved. Sinner, you can come to Christ. You can be born again by repenting of your sin, forsaking your sin, and following the Lord Jesus Christ. And you could be rejoicing. We could be rejoicing. And the angels in heaven could be rejoicing over a sinner coming to Christ. Child of God, we have heard what Rahab done tonight. Let us really have that burden and a desire to see them saved. Praying for them. I know what it's like. I have a friend. My wife is a great wee prayer warrior. She loves to pray. And she loves her family. We pray for our family. Two of them, well, would say with a backslidden heart. They made a profession when they were young. But the other one, who was young, the youngest who didn't make a profession, he was gloriously and wonderfully saved. I'll tell you about that some other time. And how it was a real miracle. Because the salvation of the soul, it is a miracle from God. For man cannot do it themselves. It is of God. And I pray that even through Rahab, we will be encouraged. We will be strengthened this afternoon. And that we will have a real burden and a desire to see them saved. We look at Rahab in closing. And we can read about her in the New Testament. What a great testimony that harlot had. Because it tells us in Hebrews 11, that great chapter of faith, who is mentioned in it? In verse 32, Rahab is mentioned because of her faith. And then she's mentioned in one of my favourite wee epistles, James. And she is remembered. Why is she remembered in James? For her work. That's why she was remembered. For her work. That's what the Bible tells us. So not only had she faith, but she went and worked for the Lord while it was day, before the night came.